Third down and seven. Bandera has it at the Texans 17-yard line as we begin the fourth period. Wimberley leading it 33-7. Bulldogs with a nice drive here in this second half. Big play here now on third and seven, and it ends up on the ground, rolling around. Everybody's jumping around for the football, and Wimberley has it. Wimberley has it at their own 27-yard line. High snap to Adams. He reached up with one hand and could not reel it in. Texans will take over. It was Gino Albini who recovers that fumble. So Texans will take over at the 27, just underway in the fourth period. Again, we're back home at Wimberley next week against Llano, 7:30 kickoff. Cockerham is in the backfield with JoJo Weeks. Weeks will give it on the reverse right side to Crowder, who can't find a lot of running room at all. He may have picked up a yard, but that's it, second down and nine.
He picks up one on the play. Down
Crowder on the reverse handoff from Weeks.
Second and nine.
Texans will probably look at that clock now and try to start milking it a little bit with a big lead here in the fourth period. Texans, again, will be moving against the wind to close out this game. Cockerham a step to the left of JoJo Weeks in the backfield. JoJo will take it himself to the 30 and brought down at the 37-yard line is JoJo. And it'll be third down and five. Texans need to get to the just beyond the 37-yard line to pick up the first down. Clock continues to roll. Again, after this one, we'll give you some more scores. Weeks again from the shotgun. Spread formation. He'll give it to Crowder. Left side. 35-40. 45-50. Look out. He's got the 45-40. And finally steps out of bounds at the 35-yard line of Bandera. First and 10 for the Texans. Crowder with the handoff, and he was able to get outside and turn it upfield in that far sideline. Texans have a lot of weapons on offense, a lot of speed, and Crowder certainly fits that bill. Spotting it at the Bandera, 35, first and 10. Cockerham to the 30, 35, and brought down inside the 25-yard line is Cockerham. Another first down, 11-yard run by Jake. They're going to move the chains again. Clock continues to roll. 10-10 left to play in the ball game. Nice job by Cockerham. He's done a great job in place of Hunter Williams tonight at running back. High snap, ball on the ground, rolling around, but the Texans came up with it. It's going to be a loss back to the 30-yard line. Very, very late flags come in. I'm not sure what happened, but I think this is after the play ended. See what this call is. The snap was high for JoJo Weeks. Crowder fell on it. Now they're going to have to sort this out.
A lot of laundry on the field.
The officials on the far sideline are talking to Doug Warren, so I don't know if they're talking about a Wimberley player on that far sideline or what. And meanwhile, Bandera's coach is wondering what's going on, and he's on the field beyond the numerals on this sideline. See if we get an explanation of some sort. They have a good communication system here. You can hear the official when they throw a flag. see now what the call is. Going to be unsportsmanlike conduct against the Texans. Davin Masur in the game now for the Texans at quarterback. They're going to step off the penalty. It's going to put it way back at the 45-yard line. And it'll be first down and 30. How about that, Jerry?
That's got a little bit to go.
A little bit. Masur, the shotgun. He's got Guy Kiperas to his left. Now we're ready to go.
Nope, linemen are coming in. We're going to stop it again.
Oh, great. Let's stop it again. This is a deliberate officiating crew. Let's put it that way.
Second and 30.
Second down rather than first down. Okay. Masur looking left, throwing left. It's caught by Crowder. Look out, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Inside the 20 and inside the 15 with a first down is Colby Crowder. How about that? 33 yards.
Well,
second and 30, and you just pick it up on a little swing pass.
Yeah, this little kick-out pass to the left-hand side of Colby. Colby makes two good moves and swings it down, and first down Texans.
Ball at the Bandera 12-yard line. First down and 10 for Wimberley. Clock now at 9:25 left to play in the ball game. Texans leading it 33-7 on the march. Masur, look left, throws it out left. Looks like Wyatt Mann now makes a move at the 5, and he's in the end zone. Wyatt Mann from 13 yards out. Touchdown, Texans. Looked like the same play, Jared.
Yeah, it looked like the same play except to Wyatt Mann instead of Colby Crowder. He did a good job again with an inside move right there. Just came back and stretched for the line and made it.
So Masur gets a touchdown pass as Curtis Bingle comes on now to try to add the extra point with 9:09 left to play in the ball game. Stover the holder. He's got it down, and the kick is blocked, and it's going to roll out of bounds and blocked at the 9:09 mark. But the Texans score. Texans lead it at this point by a score of 39-7 over Bandera. Stay with us. You're listening to Wimberley Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season. Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Texans lead it 39-7, 9:09 left to play in the ballgame. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you from Bulldog Stadium in Bandera. Curtis Bingle going to kick things off now for the Texans against this win, and he just kind of squibs it right down the middle of the field, taking it at the 30 to the 35, 40, and out beyond the 50. Is the return man. That was a nice job by Wyatt Blair. Bandera will have excellent field position now at the Wimberley 49-yard line, first and 10. A reminder also that we're looking for fall interns. If you're interested in broadcasting, come intern for us. Give our office a call, For more information at 512-965-9969. Harvey will get the handoff now. Right tackle. And he picks up a couple. It'll be second down and eight. Jared earning his keep here tonight.
Yeah, we've sounds like we've gone off a couple times here and working back and forth. Our support out there is second to none, so they're kind of texting back and forth. Denver's kind of giving me a run around on it and trying to make sure that we don't go off again. We're going to try to get a little bit better signal on this thing, but Texans again up 39-7 right here in this game, so we'll keep you on as long as we can.
Second down and nine. And the carry is up the middle. The quarterback, Chase Havely, now in the game for Bandera, and he's able to get a nice run down to the Texan 43-yard line. It'll set up a third down and four. Havely, 6'1", 150 junior for the Bulldogs. Clock is now inside of 8 minutes left to play. Avely back to throw, looking left, throwing left, picked off at the 39-yard line. It's going to be taken back to the 40, to the 30, to the 25, and inside the 25, and down to the 23-yard line is Matt Mitchell on the interception. Mitchell picks it off. It was thrown a little behind the receiver. Mitchell caught it and took off. I thought he might be able to take it even further. At any rate, he got a good return out of it and is able to get it to the 23-yard line.
Yeah, that's Matt Mitchell's one of those guys who puts his nose in there every play and gets up in there and grinds. So you love it for a guy like that. You got to know that he was seeing the colored end zone over there and hopefully going to make it just a little bit short.
Ball at the Bandera 23-yard line. Masur, the quarterback. Cockerham to his right at running back. No, check that. That's Moss. Carruthers, who's able to maneuver his way forward inside the 15 for the first down. And down near the 10-yard line is Moss Carruthers. Tough running by Moss as he gets it just outside the 10-yard line to the 11. So they can get a first down without scoring here if they get it down to the 1 yard line. Clock running at 7:25 remaining. Carruthers to the left of Masur. Fake handoff. Davin keeps it to the 5. He stretches toward the end zone. Touchdown. Davin Masur, 11 yards out. For the score for Wimberley. That makes it 45-7, pending the extra point. Nice run that time. He was able to do a lot of that individually. Steps it off 11 yards. He got down there close and decided to reach out for the end zone.
That's a young man smelling the end zone right there, knowing where he was at, and knowing where he wanted to get to.
And the always exciting extra point for the Texans. The Stover gets the hold down, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. 7-11 left to play in our ball game. Our score, Wimberley 46, Bandera 7. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Texans will kick it off, leading it 46-7 with 7:11 left to play in the ball game. Looks like Coleman Garrison is going to kick things off for the Texans now. And he does, and it's a squib kick right down the middle of the field, and it's going to be taken at the 30, 35, 40, a 45. And out to the 47-yard line is the return man. I believe that was Wyatt Blair again. At any rate, Bandera will take over. First down and 10. Texas leading it 46-7, and Doug Warren's got to be pretty happy tonight with what he's seen, Jared.
Yeah, he's made some adjustments at the half right there, and really have paid off quite a bit. Defense is really starting to step up as well and really play the game that we know that they can play, and they've played so many times this year. So got to be happy with the performance for sure.
Havely under center now. He will turn and give it up the middle to his running back. To the 50, powers his way forward down to the Wimberley 46-yard line.
That's a strong young man right there, just getting in behind his blockers and pushing as far as he can.
That was Bass. Seven-yard gain. So second down and 3 now for Bandera as the clock is at 6:40 and it is rolling. Havely, give it to Bess again. He's going to be stuffed right at the line of scrimmage by Kobe Crowder and a host of Texans.
Yeah, I'm looking to see which one it was, and looked like about 4 of them got off. Looked like number 52, 66, number 7. 32, Guy Kipros involved with it as well. So it's a pretty good gang tackling right there is what we'll call it.
No doubt. Swarm the ball. Is that what they say?
It did. It looked like, I thought it was Colby for a minute, but it looked like 32, Guy Kipros came up from the free safety position right there.
Lost a couple of yards now, and it'll be 3rd down and 4. Havely now will go from the shotgun. Best to his right. High snap, ball on the ground, rolling around. See who has it. Wimberley says that they have it, and they do. First down and 10 for Wimberley. And boy, when the wheels come off, they really come off sometimes in high school football.
Yeah, and that's always the tough part. You got a team like the Bandera Bulldogs here at home, and you know, really started off the game with a bang. Again, those 2 turnovers and early touchdown, and just kind of been a slow, steady downhill for them, and really starting to unfortunately pour over the bucket at this point right now. Texans kind of obviously 46-7 got quite a bit of a lead right here. So tough game right now and tough night right now for the Bandera Bulldogs. Had quite a few turnovers and just a tough overall game for them.
Texans at their own 49-yard line now, and the Texans with a lot of their backup players in the ball game. Cockerham now spins forward. He's able to get it down to the 48-yard line. A pickup of 3. It'll be 2nd down and 7. That's another good thing when you get a good lead like this, Jared. I guess you can play a lot of folks. The offensive line is all different wide receivers. A lot of young players getting playing time here tonight.
Well, and it gets a little experience too. I mean, there is no such thing as as practice game time. I mean, it's
no
game time experience is a big bonus, especially for these guys that are close backups to some of these young men who have been starters for quite a while. Really getting them some good game time experience out there is obviously going to help them as it goes in case of an injury or something of that nature later on in the season.
2nd down and 7 now for the Texans. And Masur's going to keep it himself. He's got the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, and has run out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Another 1st and 10 for the Texans. Stops the clock at 4:43.
Good run by Davin, really keeping the ball and pulling it back down, jotting up that left-hand side right there and end up with a big game.
1st and 10, broke it outside toward that far sideline. Texans now with the ball at the Bandera 20. They are in the red zone again. Looks like Kipris is in the backfield now next to Masur. Masur is going to flip it out right side. It's caught right at the 20, outside to the 15-yard line, and down to the 12-yard line is Cody Charrington.
Yeah, Cody, one of those guys who's really taking the opportunity right here to get some of those wide receiver reps in.
Yeah, he got an 8-yard reception there. It'll be second down and two down. They got to get to the 11-yard line. Yeah, check that. Got to get to the 10 for the first down. Sewer again, spread formation. Kipris to his right, and Guy will get the handoff to the 10, to the 5, still on his feet, but brought down inside the 5-yard line at the 3 is Guy Kipris. It'll be first and goal for the Texans. Guy has had a good night at running back tonight, too, hasn't he, Jared?
Yeah, all the women really running backs have really had success this evening. We've seen Moss Carruthers, we've seen Jake Cockerham, we've seen Guy Kipris, we've seen the running back, or the quarterbacks have a couple. JoJo had a touchdown. I believe Davin had a touchdown as well just a minute ago. So, you know, we've seen a good ground attack from them. I know coming into the game that was something that Wimberley really wanted to step up and make sure that they worked very hard on tonight.
Masur now will take it himself right up the middle, trying to follow his blockers. And he may have got it back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. It'll be second down and goal now.
Yeah, good job by the Bandera Bulldogs right side of their defensive line right there, just kind of clogging that up and stopped him right there. He couldn't get any yards whatsoever.
So second down and goal. Again, we'll share some scores with you after this one, talk about it a little bit. So stay with us after the ball game. Masur has Kipris to his left, and Davin's going to take it himself, and he's into the end zone, standing up. A touchdown for Davin Masur. Just like that, the Texans are ahead 52-7 now, pending the extra point. Nothing fancy there, Jared. He just faked the handoff and was able to follow his blocking into the end zone.
Yeah, they like to run those design quarterback runs with Davin. We've talked about kind of the five-wheeler package for the, Texans. So they like to run those plays with Davin, and he does a good job of sticking his nose in there, getting in those 4 yards, getting into the end zone.
The hold is down, and the kick is up, and it's a high one, and it is good. Extra point by Johnny Garrard tonight. Our score, 53 for Wimberley, 7 for Bandera. Stay with us, everybody. We will continue after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan Football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Johnny Garrard's going to kick things off for the Texans. I don't know what the record is for kickers used in a single game, but the Texans have 4 tonight. So we got to be getting close as that kickoff is going to be taken. And then he steps out of bounds, Travis Adams. And Bandera will take it at the 15-yard line with 2:53 remaining. The Texans on top 53-7. Bulldogs probably content to run the ball here. Travis Adams jogs out. We got a long drive back.
Yes, yeah, and this game has been with the penalties and with the scoring, it's kind of slowed down a little bit for us here. You guys could probably tell by our call.
Here's Adams now. He'll turn and give it to his running back in the backfield, who stopped about at the line of scrimmage. Yeah, that's Havely, not Adams. Picked up a yard, though. It'll be second down and 9. Texans are also able to play several backups on defense as well. So good that they're getting some experience. Again, Texans in a districts where they only play 4 district ball games. They will go 1-0 after the win here tonight. Havely again on the feed to the running back. Picks up one. I think that's best. Picks up one.
It is best.
Third down and seven now.
You know, that's a young man that needs a shout-out as well. I mean, that guy is he's been running hard since the first quarter, and he hadn't slowed down yet. He hit the hole right there, obviously hit a couple Texans at about the two-yard gain, but he hadn't slowed down a bit, and you can tell he still has got just as much energy in this game as he had from the first quarter. He's still running the ball hard.
Yeah, and he's taking some shots, too.
He is. He just keeps on ticking. So
he's sore in the morning.
Yes, for sure.
Dotting the I in the backfield as Havely steps under here. Third down and seven. Best will get it again. Why not? To the 20, beyond the 20, to the 25. See where they mark it. Close to a first down.
Yeah, they're going to give him the first down. He looked like he got about a half yard over it. So, again, just tough sledding for him, but he's sticking his nose up in there and getting it done right now.
1:11 left to play, and they'll restart that clock now. First down and 10 for Bandera. Bulldogs wouldn't mind getting some points here very, very late in the game if possible.
Yeah, clock just ticks under 1 minute left in the game right here.
Havely in no hurry to get to the line of scrimmage. He will give it to Bess again off right tackle. They will pick up a yard or two, and that's it. Clock is at 38 seconds now and rolling.
That may be, are they going to call that? No.
It's going to be close. Play clock is at 30.
Half a second, I believe. They're going to have to run one more play.
Ball is at the 26-yard line. As the play comes in, Bess jogs in with the play from the sideline. 15 seconds remaining now. Yeah, they're going to end up snapping this, I guess.
Yeah, I think they're about 1 second off from the play clock to the game clock.
Havely is going to turn and give it to Bess up the middle, and he's going to be able to gain about 6 yards, and that is going to be the end of the football game. Our final from Bandera, Wimberley 53, Bandera 7. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with our postgame show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.